In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the first Sunday of the blessed month of Hathor. And if you remember, every year, the first two Sundays from the month of Hathor, we read the same passage, but from different Gospels. So it is the same, the story of the parable of the sower. It is the time in Egypt where the people, they go and start sowing and preparing themselves for the season of the harvest that take place around 3 months from now. So the Lord told us the story, and he made it known to us that not everyone who receives the word of God that is likened to the seed will bring fruits. And he gave us four examples of four different kinds of grounds. And he spoke about the ground that like the road. Those are the people who receive the word of God in a superficial way. Even the seed does not go through the root at all. The birds come and steal it away. Another kind of people are like the stony places. They hear the word of God, but because they don't have roots, the word cannot stay with them for a long time. They will be exposed at the time when tribulations come. So after few months or few years, this word of God that's going to like sprout for some time will be burned out. The third kind of the grounds is like this ground that's full of thorns. The thorns are likened, or the Lord made it as like the people who are very busy, occupied so much with the worries in the world. They hear the word of God at the beginning with joy, but later on, these thorns kill the word, do not allow it to bring fruits. Then he spoke about the good kind of ground. And he said about it, but the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. So the Lord said, in order for us to bear fruits, four conditions should be there. We should hear the word of God. And we should have a noble heart. We should keep the word, and also we should be patient. These four conditions are mandate in order for any ground to bear fruits. We will speak about the last one, patience. Patience is the word that's not so much liked. Patience implies waiting, and waiting is not something we favor. First, let us ask the question what we should be waiting for and why, in which manner we should be waiting. We should wait, first of all, for the change to happen. When we speak about change, we are not speaking about a change in others. Usually, this is what frustrates us. We wait for others to change. My brethren, we should be waiting for the change to happen in us. If we would change and become in his likeness, we will be able to deal with whatever around us, whatever challenge, whatever difficulties. If we change and become like him, we will always be able to handle different obstacles in life. But because usually we wait for the change in others, this usually comes with frustrations. Keep on waiting and doesn't happen, and we are stressed, and we don't feel that anything is happening. And the more time lapses, the more we feel like our life is wasted. Simply, you are not waiting for the change in the right way. Change should happen, wait for it in us. Here, Job says, all the days of my hard service I will wait till my change comes. My change comes. Don't lose hope. Whenever you feel like you are praying, you are reading, you are trying your very best, but you are not changing yet, this doesn't happen overnight. One of the main temptations that take us away from the way of God is that we want change to happen instantly. Once we come to the church, once we start praying, then that's it. I should expect that I should change immediately. This doesn't happen. This takes some time, takes patience and waiting. So the first thing that we should be waiting for is the change that's going to happen in us when we persevere in doing the work of God. The second thing that we should be waiting for is we should be waiting for His goodwill to be revealed. Also, this is something not easy, that we wait upon God's will to happen and to take place. King David prays to God and say to Him, "Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day." In order to be able to wait for His goodwill to happen or to be revealed, we have to accept His guidance. We have to accept to live with the Word of God. We have to submit our own will to His will. But if we wait for our good will to take place, our own will to be like the one that God is going to use, then this also will carry some frustration. If we are to wait upon His will, we have to trust in Him. We have to trust in His guidance and His teaching. We should seek it with eagerness and diligence. We wanted to live according to God's commandment, how He wants us to live. So first of all, we should be waiting for the change to happen in us. We should also change. We should also wait for His goodwill to be revealed. Thirdly, we should wait for prayers to be answered in due time. King David prays and says, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined to me and heard my cry." It didn't happen immediately. It took some time. He kept on praying and waiting. This is also something that we find difficulty with. We pray, we ask, and a couple of days, whatever we are asking for doesn't happen, then we give up on the whole issue of prayers. We cannot bear fruits if we go like this. If we just pray and waiting for instant reply, this doesn't happen. Wait for the prayers to be answered in due time. God gave Elijah a promise that rain will take place. The heaven will open and then the rain will come. Elijah sent a messenger to King Ahab saying that the rain will come again on earth. Be of good cheer. Then Elijah went and prayed. How many times? He prayed 6 times and nothing happened. This man was given a promise. He is a prophet. And God told him rain will come. And he prayed for 6 times and nothing happened. On the 7th time, he didn't give up. He prayed the 7th time. At that time, God responded and rain came upon the earth. It took a prophet who was given a promise 7 times to pray for something to take place. But he waited. He waited patiently, waited trusting in God. That's why his prayers were answered in due time. We should also, in order to bear fruits, we should wait for his providences every day. We all know that God takes care of us. We know this as a fact. But do we believe in this? Do we wait upon him to provide? Do we do this daily? Or sometimes we go with him, and after some time we feel like, no, we have to depend on ourselves. God is not going to solve it. I have been waiting for him to provide, and he didn't care. He didn't give me what I'm asking for. I will do it to myself. I will try to help myself. King David also teaches us when he says, "These all wait for you, that you may give them their food in due season." He takes care of the birds of the heaven. How he would forget us or ignore our requests, how he wouldn't take care of his own people, his children. Wait for him in these difficult times. Wait for him, trusting that he provides and he takes care. In order to be able to bear fruits also, we should wait for him to execute justice. Another stumbling block in our relationship with God, that sometimes we want to expedite the time when he will come and execute justice. Here King Solomon teaches us when he says, "Do not say, 'I will recompense evil.' Wait for the Lord and he will save you." Don't say that I was hurt I will return it back. I was insulted. It's my time now to insult the person back. This is not the way that children of God bear fruits. To be a good ground, you should wait for him. He is the one who executes justice when we wait upon him. Don't feel like God will might delay and I'm enraged. I wanted to breathe and vent my anger. Then I'm going to take it out to whoever hurt me. If you do like this, you wouldn't be a good ground. You will never be able to bear fruits. To bear fruits also, we should wait for our reward from him. The reward that comes from him. Also, King David says, wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you shall see it. Sometimes we work and we endure and we see there is nothing. We are not getting anything. And then our heart gets fainted over time and say that, why I should be doing this? I have been trying. I have been doing good. There is no reward. There is nothing that I feel like can motivate me to continue. Again, this is another test for patience. Wait, you will be rewarded in due time. Maybe the time of your test is not done yet. The time when your patience is not yet fulfilled, where the Lord will come and reward you. All of these things waiting, should be waiting for, are not something easy, or we are saying it's something that's maybe loved for us to wait. What will be the great motivation? What would motivate us to wait? The greatest motive is what St. Paul said to the Philippians, for our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we are citizens in heaven, our citizenship is in heaven. We are waiting for him to come and take us with him. This is what will motivate us to wait. Wait for all of this. All of us are immigrants, or maybe most of us. So we come to this country waiting for the citizenship. How many years it takes us for the visa to become green card, and the green card would become a citizenship. And we wait, and we try to stick to the rules. The greatest motive is that we will be citizens one day, American citizens. What about being a heavenly citizen? How much time we should be waiting, and how much effort we should be putting, and also we should be sticking to the rules in order that this citizenship to be granted. Otherwise, if we do not wait, if we do not keep the rules, we will lose the citizenship in heaven. If we lose it, then we have nothing else we can keep. In order to bear fruits, my brethren, we have to wait and be patient. Wait for the change in us to happen. Waiting for his goodwill to be revealed. Waiting for prayers to be answered in due time. Waiting for his providences every day. Waiting for him to execute justice. Waiting for our reward from him. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.